Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dr. Kiran Joshi, Chief Operating Officer of Cook County Department of Public Health. How are you today, Doctor?
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
So Cook County has been a hotbed of the flu, but not the worst place in the U.S. over the holidays, right?
Yeah, it sure is, though I would want listeners to know that flu activity has jumped from high to very high last week, according to our respiratory surveillance data. We have to take this seriously. Emergency room visits have tripled and surpassed peaks from last year, both for adults and for children. We're also seeing ICU admissions for the flu nearly doubled last week. So again, very much cause for concern, and I would argue really important reasons to go out and get vaccinated.
Yeah, absolutely. That's unfortunate. If you're in an ICU with the flu, that means you've got it really, really bad. Is that traditionally older people? Because the news of this child dying shook many of us. I think we want to think that kids are more resilient, but they're as vulnerable under age 2 as people over age 65. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. I think we do see more severe illness in at the extremes of age. And again, all the more reason to go out and get vaccinated. Flu vaccines are like seat belts. They won't prevent every infection, but they really reduce the risk of severe illness, of hospitalization and death. And that protection really matters, particularly, again, at those extremes of age.
That's a great analogy, Doctor, because you have been met with it as I have been on the text line. And that is, why do I want to get a flu shot if it doesn't prevent the flu? The seatbelt analogy is right on point. And now with the kids back in school, you know, they went back to school on Monday. I would imagine the numbers aren't going to drop anytime soon.
That's exactly right. We are concerned that this is going to result in a continued transmission of flu. And I would push back just a little bit on that listener that's maybe thinking that the flu vaccine won't protect you from getting the flu, because it's not correct. It presents 50% of cases, but also it really, really keeps you from getting severely ill, from taking that trip to the hospital, to the ICU, or God forbid, to the morgue.
Oh, my gosh. I know you have vaccination clinics set up for the remainder of January. January 10th at Cottage Grove Health Center, January 17th at Robbins Health Center, and January 24th at Arlington Heights Health Center. So I know people are asked to bring an ID and an insurance card if available. If they do not have insurance, will they still receive an immunization?
They absolutely will. We do not want to turn anyone away. Our mission is to ensure that everyone has health access to critical services, regardless of ability to pay. So come on out, get your flu shot and your COVID shot. If you want more information, please go to cookcountypublichealth.org.
And the health department, in cooperation with Cook County Health and County Care, free vaccinations on rotating Saturdays from 8 to 4 in 5 suburban Cook County locations until March 28th. No appointment is needed, so that's why you really need to hit that website and go in and get an immunization. Will you tell them the website again?
Yeah, one more time. That's cookcountypublichealth.org. Thanks again.
Easy enough. How do you know when you're no longer contagious?
Sure. So the period that you're contagious, it can actually be rather long. So the simplest way to think about it is, you want to have been fever-free for 24 hours without Motrin or Tylenol. Again, fever-free without Motrin or Tylenol for at least 24 hours.
And that's it. Then you're no longer contagious, at least not at the level you were when you were actively sick?
That's the guidance that we've been providing. That's correct.
Right. And with this type of flu, upper respiratory flu, is that it? What are the symptoms right when you're getting sick? You know, I think most of us as adults know when something has changed, we can kind of feel it coming on. But have those symptoms changed, or are they the same they've always been?
Yeah, you know, we say that there's a spectrum of illness and symptoms and disease. And so it can start out with a tickle at the back of your throat. You can have body aches, a headache, a fever. Some folks have abdominal pain and gastrointestinal symptoms. The good news is that, again, all this can be prevented with vaccination. For folks who are 2 weeks of age or older and have been symptomatic for less than 48 hours, a five-day course of Tamiflu can reduce the time it takes you to improve. So that's definitely something you should talk to your primary care provider about.
As a member of the Cook County Department of Public Health, how did you feel about the guidelines that were released yesterday that would indicate that children do not need the vaccine schedule that we are currently on?
Yeah, I mean, so I think what's really important here is that public health guidance really has to be developed in following the science and the best research evidence, and it has to be made transparently. And my understanding of the policy changes that were announced earlier this week is that they did not meet either of those two requirements. So my concern is that they're going to cause confusion and erode trust in vaccines and the public health system. So we're really aligning with our colleagues at the Illinois Department of Public Health and other local health departments in terms of ensuring that all of the guidance, all the public health recommendations that we make are based in science, and we're explaining exactly why we're making the recommendations that we are. I would strongly encourage folks to seek information from reputable sources of information, including our own health department, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and specifically for childhood immunizations, the American Academy of Pediatrics.
That's a good suggestion, because I think many people, I mean, of course, if you have a child, you have a primary care physician, but there are many people who do not have a primary care physician, and their concern is that if these guidelines change, then the insurance companies will not necessarily pay for any things that your doctor thinks your child needs or that you need. Because they're going to go by the national guidelines. But at this point, insurance is not going, I mean, there's no connection yet, right?
That's correct. So the national associations of insurance companies have announced that the federal policy changes that have been announced to date will have no bearing on coverage. And it's my strong hope that each individual company continues to follow the best public health science in deciding what should be covered and what shouldn't. Our sense is that all the vaccines that were previously recommended by CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices were based in solid science and have prevented millions of cases of disease and many, many deaths.
Dr. Joshi, I don't think you'd be the CEO of the Cook County Department of Public Health unless you had a very extensive resume. Has there ever been a point in your career where politics have mingled with medicine as much as they do now?
Well, you know, I think public health is inherently political. We know that health doesn't necessarily come from healthcare. Health comes from the places that we live, that we grow, that we work, that we play, that we pray. Right. And so making sure that there's an impact requires that we engage with the public and try to offer guidance that is, again, grounded in science. That is our mission.
It looks like you're accomplishing it. So once again, CookCountyPublicHealth.org, correct?
Correct.
And that's where you can go to find a spot where you can get your free vaccination to protect you against the flu and the results of what could be a very bad case of the flu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Dr. Kiran Joshi, CEO of Cook County Department of Public Health.